Olds, a youth advisory council and a youth center are both in the works in the town. Both concepts were laid out during a presentation to Olds Town Council during its August 22 meeting. The purpose of the advisory council is to enable youth to be more involved in the community, discuss concerns they have and provide opportunities for older youth to mentor younger ones. The youth center, planned by the Boys and Girls Club of Olds and Area, BGCOA, is slated for the back end of a building the BGCOA rents on 51st Street in the uptown area. BGCOA Executive Director Letitia Gold told Council the youth center would be a place for youth to hang out, provide mentorship opportunities and serve as a convenient facility for them to organize community projects. Gold said the BGCOA had applied to the provincial government for funding to facilitate renovations to accommodate the center. Michelle LaRoche, the town's community services manager, along with community facilitator Gary Godet and Ecole Olds High School leadership teacher Luan Stachuk laid out the case for the advisory council. "We've noticed that there are not a lot of options for our youth in the community. Therefore, it's leaving them somewhat disengaged," LaRoche said. "We're hoping the development of the Youth Advisory Council will change that in Olds. It's envisioned as a safe space where youth can meet to discuss issues of importance to them as well as organize and participate in activities on behalf of the town or generated by them. It will consist of 10 to 12 youth between the ages of 14 and 24 living in or attending school in Olds. Plans call for members of the advisory council to be appointed in October each year. They would commit to a one-year term with an option to continue beyond that. Each member of the advisory council will have an equal seat at the table with an equal voice. Examples of topics or concerns the advisory council might deal with include discrimination against LGBTQ+ students or others, racism and encouraging youth to vote. The council could also provide feedback on town council policies. Another task could be organizing and handing out youth engagement awards. It's seen as a great way for youth to learn new skills, including mentorship and leadership. It was also noted that participation in the organization and its activities would look great on a student's resume. LaRoche said the budget for the council is expected to be $2,000 and be funded from the town's Family and Community Support Services, FCSS, budget. YAC members would commit a minimum of 2 hours a month to the organization to be involved in special projects, committees and events. They would also have monthly meetings. "I had a teacher volunteer and concerned citizen say that we should start something like this because there's so many students in the community that need something, so thank you," Mayor Judy Dahl said. Some concern was expressed about the age range being possibly too wide. Godet said proponents of the council researched that aspect and found that the age range for most municipalities that had youth advisory councils was indeed 14 to 24. Stachuk said in her experience, grade 9 students mature pretty quickly when around older students. Counselors Darren Wilson, Wanda Blatts and Heather Ryan all expressed support for the advisory council and the youth center. "I think it's important to provide an opportunity for engagement and a forum for youth to participate in," Wilson said. Stachuk predicted that students, especially those in leadership programs, will be attracted to the advisory council. "The kids love to volunteer. I mean, when we set up pierogies for peace and some of the other events, they just show up and work and they're there, till 9 o'clock, cleaning up," she said. "I think if we give those kids an opportunity, they will rise to the occasion." Stachuk also expressed confidence that students at the Olds College of Agriculture and Technology will join the advisory council too. She pointed out that several members of the college's Broncos athletic teams have been involved in various community projects. Council passed a motion accepting the presentation as information.